Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams
is on.
Yes, he is, the Paul Revere of talk radio. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, on this Friday night get-together with Patrick Henry. None other than Scott Smith. Hello, Scott.
Hey, Rick.
How are you?
I'm here with you tonight, and I'm doing just fine. Thank you very much. And yourself?
Very well, thank you. We round out the week tonight, and I could use a little weekend of R&R.
Well,
it's been a heavy week.
It's, you know, Rick, to me, it's amazing how fast the week goes by and how much water goes under the bridge during that week.
Yep.
Because I listen to the Lindsey Williams and, your Tim Goodness and, you just keep having one phenomenal interview after another.
Yeah, and we'll be rebroadcasting a couple of those shows around Thanksgiving week, the end of the week, Thanksgiving night, and probably the night after, and give those in our audience a chance to hear maybe a program or two they didn't hear. So it always ceases to amaze us, you know. We have guests on from time to time. People don't just go into the archives, but they listen to the show, and they haven't heard some of the greatest shows that have occurred on this fine network. So tonight, of course, we're going to do our usual, Scott, our usual philosophizing, expositizing, if you will, on the news and behind the news. And, of course, today, being Veterans Day, federal holiday, is a day that we can certainly reflect upon as well, the tragedy of the loss of lives and the evils of war and what war has brought about, man's inhumanity to man. And we'll talk a little bit about that, because I know we've got a lot of veterans that listen to these programs and are attuned to RBN. So that's what we'll be doing, a potpourri tonight, Scott.
Good, Rick. I'm a veteran. And
I know, you are.
I'm proud to be a Vietnam era vet. And all, to all the veterans out there, God bless them for their service to this country. And without the brave men who enter into our military service, we wouldn't be able to speak the way we are speaking right now.
And with George Bush at the helm, thank God for the emperor who brings us our freedom.
Well,
that's what George Bush has said.
He's done more to ruin our military than Clinton.
He has.
And it's amazing, yes.
And redirect the military more away from America than at any other time in history, you know? So
right.
We'll reflect on these things, and we invite listeners to call in and participate. All of you, 800-313-9443. That's the magic number, and you can dial toll-free to get onto the program for new listeners as well as our regulars who call. We'd like to get some new listeners, by the way, tonight, and people who haven't called this network before and this program, Uncensored, Radio Free America. So call us if you were planning on doing it and never have. All right, Scott and Rick, the dynamic duo of Friday night, right here on RBNLive.com. We'll return.
Gano Cafe is a new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Cholestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242 for Cholestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
And we're back to start the program off, Rick Adams and Scott Smith. And, Scott, before we get into some of the things I know you want to talk about tonight, some of the things near and dear to your heart, I think we should spend a few minutes talking about history and why, unfortunately, we have to have a Veterans Day. Going back to World War One, the so-called war to end all wars, which, as you know, was a lie right from the beginning.
It was the war to start all wars.
Yeah. Very well put. And then, of course, World War II, which we all knew would happen. And the conspirators, the schemers, the banksters were already planning that the minute the Treaty of Versailles was signed after World War I. Just so happens. Talk about Providence. I don't mean Providence, Rhode Island, but Providence of God. Just today, I got my Barnes Review publication. And I don't know if you've ever read it, Scott, but we got to get you reading it. Everybody should read it. The Barnes Review, B-A-R-N-E-S, a journal of nationalist thought and history. The November-December issue of this year has some fascinating, fascinating articles on history and current events. And this one, really, I think we owe to our veterans and their fathers, their deceased fathers, and so forth. And I think the article in here that is probably one of the best, if not the best I've ever seen, is written by Joaquin Bacata and translated into English by Margaret Hushtuckler. And the article is Goading the Japanese, FDR's Pearl Harbor Trap. And in the beginning of the article, it says, at the end of the summer of 1941, Japan, in order not to ignominiously surrender to its enemies, including the U.S. under FDR, after 10 years of uninterrupted victories in its Asian war, was forced to carry out an act of aggression against at least one of its oil-producing neighbors, the USSR, the Dutch East Indies, or Malaysia, a British colony at the time. This led up to what the author has called the Pearl Harbor Trap. And let me tell you, I can't read the whole article here, but if you have access to an internet, a computer, which I'm sure most of you do, you definitely want to go online, and it'll be very soon published, I think, at least in bare form, to the barnesreview.com or barnesreview.org, actually, www.barnesreview.org. And the article is just absolutely an eye-opener, Scott, as to how FDR and other front men for the international bankster gangsters did everything they could to bring America to war.
Right, Bernard Baruch and Morgenthau and all of those guys.
All of them, and names that we haven't even mentioned and heard. Men behind the scene planning the mass annihilation of millions and millions of people around the world by setting the stage for conflict. This is what they have done to our nation today, just like in World War II. It is absolutely evil,
right,
and it is totally unconscionable.
Mm-hmm. It's important to look at history for the simple fact that it is an indicator of what can take place in the future,
mm-hmm,
and gives you a kind of, forward-looking view of what's coming down the pike. And what I see is just horrendous. What I see on RBN's website today,
mm-hmm,
with the articles, and RBN's news is really becoming a stopping point for me. And they've got to have a few video presentations on there, and one about weapons of mass destruction that,
mm-hmm,
are being used in Iraq, white,
yes,
phosphorus, and that was a horrendous video. And then they had one about the sniper activity happening in Iraq and how our Marines are getting taken out with these video camera sniper machines that are really developed and just being introduced by the Israelis into America, but have been developed by them. And it's really an eye-opening video. If anybody wants to go there and go to RBN's homepage, which I'm sure a lot of people are there already, and just click on that sniper video, it's very telling as to,
mm-hmm,
what's going on and what we're up against here and who's really perpetrating these acts of criminal international crimes against humanity.
Yeah.
And you know, our veterans and our military people are being targeted. And it's just mind-blowing.
This is why Veterans Day now today to this generation has become even more sobering and more reflective than in the past several decades. Young people now who have intelligence, who have brain matter between their ears, are starting to question everything that we've been fed from day one about wars and the needs to go to war. We've been lied to since the beginning. And quite frankly, politicians are, as you know, Scott, we really can't blame them. We can't blame the politicians for all of this. You know why? They're nothing but puppets on strings doing the bidding of those behind the scenes who orchestrate world events.
Right.
Those that finance wars. And as we say over and over again, on this program, war happens because war is profitable.
Right.
Take the profit out of war, and you have no more war. And war is profitable to those who lend the money and then sacrifice the lives of our forebears, of our, you know, those that came before us, our fathers and grandfathers,
right,
and even our sons now, for no good reason whatsoever except the establishment of a new world order.
Right. And you know, what's going on out there, Rick, with our military forces, the way that they've been used and abused in Afghanistan, Iraq, Bosnia, you know, ever since they set Saddam Hussein up for the invasion in 1992 there, mm-hmm. 1991, we've been on like a 15-year breakdown of our military.
Yep.
And it's almost like a purposeful,
it is a purposeful
annihilation.
Oh, absolutely.
Of our military veterans and forces out there.
We are less prepared now to fight any kind of defensive war for America, which we haven't done in like 150 years,
mm-hmm.
but we are less prepared now to do this than at any other time in recent memory, in my memory growing up, and far worse than under Bill Clinton. Clinton wasn't able to finish the job. George Bush has done it with these neocons and these socialists in this administration that prefer an internationalist, interventionist bent. And now we're at the same time more vulnerable for two reasons. One of them is simply the fact that we are vastly overextended. Of course, they want to extend us into more wars. And number two, the fact is we have been descaling our military and cutting it back in many ways, arms, missiles, and so forth, submarines. The technology that has been scaled back or not continued or grown in the last few years is absolutely amazing. All
right.
Under this man, George Bush, Pinocchio, who claims that he is making America stronger. For
well,
whom? Stronger for whom, Scott?
Right, for the Halliburtons and all the international gangster banksters that are ripping the American people off for like $300 billion just in Iraq and another $100 billion over in Afghanistan. And that mounts up to, you know, $500 billion worth of debt that our kids are going to have to pay if they can't.
That's right.
And RBN, I can't tell you how hard-hitting the videos were mm-hmm. that I watched today on RBN. And, you know, their motto, "We, you know, the truth because you can handle the truth," that is so Patrick Henry
mm-hmm.
that it continues in Patrick Henry's spirit. And I have a paragraph right here that
mm-hmm.
gives the analogy there, and if I can read it really quick.
Sure, we're up against the break. Go ahead. Let's see if we can squeeze it in.
"Mr. President, it is natural to man to indulge in the illusions of hope. We are apt to shut our eyes against the painful truth and listen to the song of that siren till she transforms us into beasts. Is this the part of wise men engaged in a great and arduous struggle for liberty? Are we disposed to be of the number of those who, having eyes see not, and having ears hear not, the things which so nearly concern their temporal salvation?
Mm-hmm.
For my part, whatever anguish of spirit it may cause, I am willing to know the whole truth, to know the worst, and to provide for it." And that's what RBN is doing.
Yes.
They are willing to bring the whole truth, to know the worst, so that you and I and everyone who listens to RBN can provide for their own freedom and what's necessary to continue on our traditions.
Amen. Well put. And now it's time for a break, Scott. When we come back, we've got Jeff on the line and Mass and others. We'll get to you. 800-313-9443. The night is young, much to talk about. We'll return.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Uri International, that's the name. Put the good health and nutrition back in your food with 30 years of research in organic farming and importing powerful organic berries from South America and the Orient. This is an exciting nutrition buying club with a 50% fast cash bonus paid weekly for sharing these exceptional organic products with friends and family. No additives, no preservatives, no pasteurization, coming right from the farm to you. Take it from me, Rick Adams. These products will change the health of your body and your life with the highest quality, tremendous value, low prices, and a great opportunity for you to make that extra money you need. Over 35 live products, free website, training, and leads. This is the company you've been waiting for. Let food be your medicine and medicine your food. Call Barbara right now, 1-800-543-6606. That's 1-800-543-6606, Uri International.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on rbnlive.com.
Okay, we're back now on the program, Scott and Rick. And let's take a call, Scott, if you will, and we'll get into some of the things you want to bring up. All right, Jeff in Massachusetts. Hello, you're on the program.
Oh, good evening, man. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Hi, Jeff.
Oh, how are you doing, Scott?
Good, thanks.
Now, as far as America is concerned, the reason why we have wars is because of big government. It says that in the Blue Book of the John Birch Society. And what do all these wars have in common? They're UN-sponsored.
Look, the wars that we had before the UN were not UN-sponsored, were they?
No, but the Korean War, for instance. I'm talking about the exponential increase in wars. Comparatively speaking, from the Korean War all the way up to today, we have had exponentially more wars from when the UN got started than before the UN got started. Because, you see, we used to go by the Constitution, the Monroe Doctrine, and we were careful before we went into wars. We just didn't go into wars willy-nilly.
Right, yes. But Congress has abrogated their responsibilities and handed them over to the commander-in-chief, the president, and you know, this guy's like a maniacal, and they're all power-hungry, maniacal, evil, greedy. That's how you get there. So,
and
there's too much distance between the people and the president, and And that's the congressman's fault. All of our representatives are at fault in this.
Well, Scott, you know, what you're saying is a true statement. But in Massachusetts, for instance, the first branch of the John Birch Society was in Belmont, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, we can kind of get this country back, but it has to be people voting for local politicians on a local level to take this country back on a grassroots level, or it's like the Titanic, three-quarters of the way down.
Jeff, at this particular point, we need to take these people out of office any way we can. Elected or non-elected or whatever way we can get rid of these politicians who are treasonous to the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and to the United States, they need to be hung. We need to start rounding these people up and bringing them into the courtyard and holding trial.
Constitutionally speaking, yes, but I do believe that, first of all, at least indictment in jail, at least to begin with. I mean, half of these people should be in jail.
What's the penalty for treason to the United States?
Historically speaking, to be historically honest, the death penalty after a proper trial.
I'm not a big advocate of the death penalty, but after what I've been witnessing in the last 15, 20 years, it has to be implemented against these people who are committing these atrocities nonstop, selling our country to the lowest bidder, and, you know, just selling us down the river for their own greed and power.
Yeah, what's wrong with treason trials? What's wrong with convicting them based on the evidence and then carrying out the execution you're speaking of?
Nothing's wrong with that.
Right?
Nothing's wrong with that. But you got to make sure that's not the government doing it itself. In other words, you have a non-partial outside group doing this trial and having it as fair as possible. Which I believe that in any form of case, which is you have a fair trial and then you carry out the sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Justice through the system at this particular point is going to be very hard to achieve, Jeff.
I know. That's what I'm afraid of.
You see, you remember the saying about treason, none dare call it treason. When treason prospers, none will call it treason. And that's the problem. It prospers, and it prospers. So who is going to stand up except me and Scott and John and a few others here and there that stand up and call a spade a spade? The fact is, most people would rather be deluded into thinking that all is well. We just got a few minor problems in the White House and in Congress, but we can survive it. Well, we can't survive it. We're on the last leg now. We are not going to survive in the next 10 years if we do not disembark from the course upon which we are now.
And that course, Rick, is bowing to these international gangster banksters who are typically Zionists.
Absolutely.
You know, to me, Jeff, and I, you know, I try and look at things as objectively as I can, and I believe that all human beings were carved in the palm of God's hand. All people, all things. But, you know, what I see is a Jewish Zionist operation, and it's not totally Jewish. But it's like if you watch a basketball game and you say to somebody, you know, black guys pretty much dominate the court, about 80 to 90% of them are black. That wouldn't be construed as a racist statement. But if I said that 80 to 90% of these international gangster banks type guys are of Jewish origin, I am now a criminal and a hate crime candidate.
All right. Good point. Thank you very much, Jeff, for your call. We got to move along. Scott, we got to take a break. We'll be back to pick up on that in just a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastronex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastronex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using right-frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Wright discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
And we are back. Scott Smith and Rick Adams, the dynamic duo of Friday evening, right here on Uncensored Radio Free America. And, Scott, by the way, I want to take this time now to mention my full address for my post office box number and how people can write to me individually. How's that?
That's good, Rick, because, you know, people need to be able to get in contact with you, be able to support you, because I know how much support you need, myself.
Well, thank
with
you.
Us being so close, and, you know, I see everything, Rick.
Well, from time to time, you know, we can also make people aware of certain offers on the program,
mm-hmm.
and how people can take advantage of them. Some of them we could probably put up on our website, and we are going to have our pod broadcasting pretty soon, I think, if I'm correct, Paul, right? So that should be coming, and we'll have a way where people can just download much of the audio and information that we have, just as they do now on the site. But for those of you who do want to write to me personally, you do have an opportunity to do so. And I'll give you that address right now, and then I'll hopefully repeat it again later. I was teasing you last night, you know, by just giving the first and last line. But here goes. Here's the whole thing. Rick Adams, of course, Box 186, 1800 Mineral Spring Avenue. That's 1800 Mineral Spring, two words, Mineral and Spring Avenue, North Providence, Rhode Island, and that's abbreviated RI 02904. That's all the address you need. Rick Adams, Box 186, 1800 Mineral Spring Avenue, North Providence, Rhode Island, 02904. There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Rick, I have to let all the listeners know that you live more humbly than any professional that I know.
Well, thank you. That's true.
I am humble,
as
they
say.
Well, you live frugally and humbly more than any person I have ever... And you're more professional. You're a rare person indeed, Mr.
Well,
Adams.
As you know, Scott, money is not my God. Oh. I'm not in the business of making tons of money or in letting money become my God. Never want to, because if I wanted to do that, you know, I wouldn't be here at RBN. I'd, be lying my way up to the top. And that's very easy to do today in broadcasting and networking. Here we are, humble, with a great humble network, by the way, and a very humble founder, and I think a great man, John Stapmiller, who created this opportunity for us. And it's him that put it together. It's upon his shoulders that all of the responsibility for everything we say comes and rests upon his shoulders. So anyway, to make everybody aware of that, the address, I'd like to also state, in addition, that, you know, we haven't done so in a week or two, but we do want to take this time, particularly, Scott, on Veterans Day, to remember and memorialize all of those Christians who had been killed in the previous century, much of which, of course, were killed, many of which, were the United States backing the killing vis-a-vis the Soviet Union. And we know they're in the tens of millions of Christians who died for their faith in Christ and were persecuted and many tortured to death. So
right.
I want to remember.
They tried to extinguish Christianity, and that's what communists, socialists, and that's why this country of the United States of America, being the socialist, communist-headed country that it is trying to extinguish Jesus Christ and the light of truth. And, you know, it's not unfounded to worry about pogroms against Christians in the United States of America as they happen in China and the Soviet Union and all over the world.
Mm-hmm. And I remember, you know, locally, we used to have a minister. His name was Ennio Cugini in Rhode Island, and he had a broadcast called The Victory Hour. Now, he's since passed on about 4 or 5 years ago, but his successor, James Gallagher, is a pastor now of the church and still continues this broadcast.
I've heard that name before.
Yes, he's on in the Rhode Island area. It's not streaming audio at this point, as far as I know. But anyway, to make a long story short, we'd all go, and he was one, this minister, Cugini, was one, who would go down to the civic centers in the area whenever the Russian circus came in. This was during this great period of detente, you know, and under Ronald Reagan, which, of course, saw an expansion of aid and trade with the enemy. Well, anyway, that'd be the Soviet circus, the Moscow circus, and we'd go and protest and picket with our signs, you know, about the Soviet empire, the evil empire isn't dead, still killing Christians. And next to us was a group of Jewish activists. These were, conservative, some of them were probably JDL, I think, activists, who were, doing their particular thing. And the reporter would come up and say, you know, or ask questions about why we were protesting and why we hadn't mentioned the Christians specifically, the Christians who died and the Christians who are giving opposition at the time in the 80s to the Soviet Empire. And the pastor said there are no Christians in the Soviet Union. There are Jews, there are others, but there are no Christians. And the reporter would say, what are you talking about? Why? What do you mean? He said the Christians are all dead. The Christians have been killed. They were wiped off the face of the earth in the 1920s, 30s, 40s, and up to the present. Little by little, but surely, over a period of time, they were killed and they were exterminated. So we can't boast, he'd say, about real Christians
coming behind the Iron Curtain and coming out and witnessing for Christ. And, you know, there were the Richard Wurmbrands, and there were others, you know, who had John Noble's book and others. I was a slave in Russia. But the fact of the matter is, the pastor felt, and he stated, that as of today, there are no known Christians in the Soviet Union. And that was during the 1980s, because the Christians had been wiped out, killed, right. Massacred. And, you know, that's not a far-fetched statement to make, Scott.
No, it's
it really isn't.
It's going on in China right now, Rick.
Yes.
It's amazing what's going on there with Christians. Either you're in the state-sponsored communist Christian church where they can keep an eye on you,
mm-hmm.
or you have to go underground, and if they find you, they'll throw you in prison. I mean, a Catholic bishop in China just died a few weeks ago, and he had spent 25 years mm-hmm. in Chinese prisons because he would not submit to the Chinese-controlled church. And you know what's interesting about the Catholic Church right now, too, and the mm-hmm. Soviet Union that we're
yes.
on this particular topic, is that the Catholic Church was decimated in Russia.
Yes, and, absolutely.
Right, and now that Russia's come out of this so-called Iron Curtain, and from they've come out and the curtain's been opened, supposedly, you know, for the Catholics are saying, oh, we're not going to go back into Russia, we're going to leave Russia alone, and we're not going to ask for any of the churches that were taken from us back, and we're not going to try to change the Russian-sponsored state church in any way.
Mm-hmm.
So they've abrogated their responsibility to proselytizing, you know, people in Russia. They've abrogated, the Catholic Church has abrogated its responsibility to proselytize Jewish brothers and sisters. And, you know, because it's against the rules of the Catholic Church that to go and to try and convert a Jew to Christianity. And, it, you know, for them to say that that's their dogma policy, when our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ told his disciples to go first to the house of Israel, I have a tough time with the, you know, making that connection, and it's awful.
Well, Abe Foxman and the ADL now on their website have once again demanded that the Southern Baptists and others, Baptists as well, there are many denominations, stop proselytizing Jews, and he has made that request, as you point out right now. So I think that is also quite interesting, to say the least. Huh? But anyway, what we face then is the deaths of probably 120 million people, many of them at least nominally Christian. I don't like to say everybody is a Christian because, you know, they may be Christian in name only, but in reality they are not. But let's assume that we can assume the name Christian applies to many of those people. You know, the Russian Orthodox Church, there are many people behind the Iron Curtain that were indeed of Christian persuasion. Maybe not the way we see it or the way we practice it, but they did accept the tenets of Christianity. That figure from the 1920s all the way up through the 1980s and beyond, particularly in Europe, were just astronomical, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
They were astronomical. And to think that even today on Veterans Day, some will revere FDR and others as the great liberators, when in fact they were the great tyrannizers
mm-hmm.
and the great enslavers.
Enslavers, right.
Yeah. And so people need to know the truth. And that's why we're on the air to, if nothing else, bring people to the truth and bring the truth to the people. And that's the whole point of doing these programs. We need to know history. And, Scott, we don't know history. Now, you wanted to bring up something that you've been researching and reading in the Boston area newspapers now?
Well, basically, Rick, is, you know, I read Paul Finley's book, They Dare Speak Out.
Yes.
I think I read that about 10 years ago. It was written about 20 years ago,
yes,
not quite
yes.
20 years ago, and Paul Finley was a congressman, and this was 1986 he wrote this book, They Dare Speak Out, and it was all about Jewish control of our Congress. and how they do it. And anybody who wants the history of AIPAC and the Jewish lobby in the country of the United States, all they need to do is go to Amazon.com and get Paul Finley's book, They Dare Speak Out, and it's a chronological history of the kind of activity that AIPAC involves themselves in. Now, not only are these Zionist neocons involved in these wars and all this, they're preparing the puppets of the future always. And this week, there was an article in the Boston Globe, and the title of the article is Romney Cultivating Jewish Ties. That was the title, and I always, when I get done reading the article, I always write on the bottom of the article what I feel that the title of it should be, and I put the title at the bottom, Jews Behind Romney, Romney in Bed with the Jewish Leadership. That's what I
The scribes and the Pharisees at the top, exactly.
Yeah. Right.
And you know what, so before you even go any further, what is so upsetting is, every chance we read in the journal, in the Providence Journal, the Belo Corporation, the Boston Globe, whatever paper it is, there's always a negativity attached to any article which describes a political aspirant, say like Romney, for trying to increase his ties with, say, the Mormon Church, which he's a member of, or let's just say, for instance, the Southern Baptists, or the fundamentalists, so-called, Christians in general. There is a negativity and almost an absolute obscenity attached to it. You know, they're described by the Nancy Pelosi's of the world and the Barbara Boxers as the far-right Christian nutcakes and the fuzzy mentalists and so forth. And, you know, far be it from me to sit down in agreement with many of these fundamentalists today because of their theology. But here you have a one-sided street, a one-sided attack on people like Romney if they, quote, jump in bed with Christians and Christian organizations that are deemed to be extremist. Now, here's Romney cultivating, as you say, this relationship with extremist Zionist Jews who are not Jews but Zionists, and these people, of course, are getting a free ride. Like this, hey, there's nothing wrong with this. So what if it involves the state of Israel and our own future being jeopardized? Romney's political career will be advanced, won't it?
It's getting advanced really quick because, like the title of it says, Romney is cultivating Jewish ties.
Right.
And let me just repeat it. It said Governor Mitt Romney continues to cultivate his relationship with the Jewish community at a private meeting Sunday with former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
And talk later, about an extremist. Good Lord.
He makes Ariel Sharon look like small potatoes. But anyway,
and that's pretty hard to do, given Ariel's size.
And that's why I said that.
Yeah.
And later hobnobbed at a major fundraiser for the United States Holocaust Museum. The event raised $1 million and was the latest in a string of engagements that the Republican governor has attended with prominent Jewish leaders as he considers a 2008 run for the White House. The guest of honor at the fundraiser was a Nevada casino and hotel magnate, Sheldon Adelson, a staunch Republican ranked by Forbes magazine as the 19th richest person in the world. Adelson gave the Massachusetts Republican Party buku money. Also in attendance with developer Arthur Wynn, Theodore Cutler, a leading Jewish philanthropist, Mayor Shlomo, Israel's consul general to New England, said Romney had cemented a reputation as a solid friend to his country since taking office in 2003.
Meaning Israel. His country, meaning Shlomo's country. Yeah.
Right, here's his quote. The governor has been very understanding and friendly to Israel, and we appreciate it, Shlomo said.
Well, so was William Weld, the former governor of Massachusetts, and others. And look where they wound up with, top government positions in the diplomatic corps after they've left office.
All of them are, Rick.
They all get a free ride, huh?
Yep, they're all in bed. It says, in May, Romney attended Israel Independence Day, a reception at the consulate in Boston, and the governor has scheduled a trip to Israel sponsored by a powerful pro-Israel lobbying organization. Guess which one, Rick?
Let's see now. Is it AIPAC again?
It's AIPAC.
All right.
All right? And it goes on, by the American Israeli Public Affairs Committee, mm-hmm. Romney put off the visit for now to concentrate on his sweeping health care bill. We're getting socialized medicine
oh, yeah.
in Massachusetts
yep.
before
yep.
the rest of the country, everyone.
Mandatory health insurance in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. Hold that thought, Scott. Very interesting stuff. We'll be back and join us, if you wish, at 800-313-9443. Radio Avenger and Patrick Henry will be back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, this is Rick Adams. Are you concerned about all of the media talk about the various new bird flu and other flu strains entering our country? Well, if you're hesitant about unknown ingredients in the popular flu vaccines, good for you. There is a natural, healthy alternative. Among them is this one, a successful, organic, natural, potent product from Uri International. It really works to prevent and rapidly eliminate the flu and cold symptoms. The 8 synergistic ingredients in immune enhancement works rapidly to raise your immune system without any side effects. Easy to swallow, no side effects, and safe for all ages. Call Barbara, 908-647-5093. Again, 908-647-5093, and mention Rick Adams when you call.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Okay. Yes, we are back. And Scott Smith, you have just made an excellent point about Romney as just in your neck of the woods and mine in the Boston area.
He's coming to everybody across the country because I firmly believe that he's going to be the next mm-hmm. Republican nominee for president against whoever the Democrats set up.
Yep.
Because it goes on to say Romney made time for Netanyahu.
Sure he did.
Right, because he's an old friend. Romney and Netanyahu, they worked together at the Boston Consulting Group.
Mm-hmm.
That was a company, a finance company in the late 70s for about a year following their graduate studies. They were in the Harvard Business School together.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Romney. Had a very good meeting with Bibi Netanyahu, Romney said yesterday. We both worked at the same firm, blah, blah, blah. And he goes on to say, we talked about how he and his team have rebuilt the economy of Israel, and then we talked about threats from terror and how to face those possible terrorist threats. Can you imagine Netanyahu and Romney talking? It's unbelievable.
Well, that just convinced me right there not to even consider a Romney vote. Not that I would have anyway, but
that
does it for me. Because now here's Romney, a so-called American governor of a fairly, you know, important state. Massachusetts is a small state, relatively speaking, but it is a mecca of business on the East Coast, as you know. Very, you know, big-time high-tech positions and companies are in Massachusetts. Now, here's a guy like him, Romney, breaking bread in public with someone like Bibi. Now, Bibi Netanyahu, to many, including many in Israel, feel that he is the equivalent of the Ku Klux Klan party in the state of Israel.
Right.
And that is what he represents. Do you think for a moment that Mitt Romney would sit down with one of the leading political candidates in, let's say, the South or one of the southern states where there's a Klan member who's running for office and break bread with him?
Well, he would. Romney was just talking to the KKK, the Kerry Kennedy clan up here.
Well, you get my drift, brother.
Right, but listen to this. This is the finishing part of it, Rick. Steve Grossman, who ran for governor in Massachusetts against Romney on the Democratic ticket, he didn't make it up to the final thing. But he's the former president of AIPAC.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also the former chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
Yes,
this
indeed.
This is what he said. Romney is doing a good job of establishing deep connections to Jewish power brokers who could come in handy to a presidential campaign. If I'm Mitt Romney, I want to be at as many events as I can with Jewish leaders. This is all about relationships, and Romney is carefully cultivating them. When you look at the people there last night, this is a group he will rely on, undoubtedly, to speak on his behalf. Is that unbelievable?
Excuse me while I vomit.
It is unbelievable.
Excuse me while I vomit. That is nauseating, to say the least, Scott.
Right, but this is how they prepare 3 to 4 years in advance.
Oh, absolutely. The point is made, yes.
To get their Zionist puppet into office. And
they do that not only with politicians and politics and political aspirants like Romney and others, but they seek out journalists, media people who are, shall we say, Goyim, if you will. And I'll tell you about that when we come back, and we'll take some more calls right here on Uncensored Radio, Free America, on RBNLive.com.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The
because you can handle the truth.